Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
hallelujah to Jesus. I welcome you, my dear friends, to today's broadcast of Moment of Truth. Any opportunity we have to hear the Word of God is an opportunity to receive a miracle from God. The Word of God is the power of God that brings salvation, deliverance, and restoration. I therefore invite you to pay attention as I share God's message with you right now. My name is Brother Chris. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for keeping us alive to see today and for giving us the opportunity to hear your Word. Lord, I pray that you help us to receive your word and let your word transform the life of everyone hearing me right now, so that at the end your blessings will come upon us. Thank you, Father, for hearing, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When the Lord Jesus established the church, he established a people that would live like him, a people that will look like him, talk like him, and walk like him. A church that will live victoriously in this world. And many believers of old were able to live that life. As a matter of fact, the life of the early believers were so much like that of Christ that they were called Christians, meaning like Christ. Unfortunately, nowadays, many Christians are having a very hard time living like Christ. They find it difficult to live the way they should as children of God. Some have concluded that it is not possible to live as a genuine Christian and therefore have settled for a life of hypocrisy. They still come to church, but their lives are completely a mess. Others have completely backslidden and abandoned the Christian faith. And the question has been, why are things this way now? So in today's broadcast, I will be preaching on the topic, a victorious Christian. A victorious Christian. I will start by describing what it means to be a victorious Christian. A victorious Christian is a believer in Christ who is able to overcome the devil and this world and live every day as Christ wants us to live. This means that a victorious Christian wins the war against the trials and temptations of the enemy. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, 1 John 2:15, that we should not love the world or the things that are in the world, because anyone who loves this world will not have the love of God in him. The Bible further tells us that there are three things that make up the world, and they are, number one, the lust of the flesh, that is the desire for physical and sexual pleasures. Number two, the lust of the eyes, this is the desire for everything our eyes can see. And number three, the pride of life, that is boasting with our possessions and achievements. So we can say that a victorious Christian is the Christian that is able to live according to the word of God by overcoming the temptations of the lust that is in this world. But how many Christians today are able to do this? How many of those that troop to churches every Sunday morning are able to live victoriously? I don't need to tell you the answer, because you know it yourself. We hear of all manner of terrible things being done by those who say that they are Christians, including the pastors themselves. They steal, embezzle money, use charms, commit adultery, fornication, masturbation, and indeed all forms of wickedness. And these show we are not victorious Christians. But I'm here to let you know, my dear brothers and sisters, that the will of God is that every Christian should be victorious. The will of God is that you and I should overcome the devil and the lust of this world. Hallelujah. Now we shall consider some important things that someone needs to do in order to be a victorious Christian. And the first thing is to lay a good foundation. To lay a good foundation. The foundation that you have as a Christian will determine whether you are going to be victorious or not. If the foundation is faulty, then your Christian life will have many problems. And when I say foundation, I mean how you became a Christian. By foundation, I mean the type of gospel message that made you believe in Christ. I am saying this because there are different types of gospel that are being preached nowadays. Some gospels are centered on prosperity and blessings. Others are centered on the pastor and membership of a church. These are false gospels that make Christians to have faulty foundation. The true gospel is centered on Jesus Christ alone. Jesus is the good foundation. For you to be a victorious Christian, the foundation of your salvation must be on the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And the true gospel tells us that the whole world is condemned before God. And because of this, the wrath of God is coming upon the world. But God doesn't want the world to perish. So he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sin of the world. Now, anyone who repents, believes in Jesus, and is baptized will be saved from the wrath of God. This is the true gospel. So for anyone to have a good Christian foundation, that person must repent of sin, believe in Christ Jesus, and be baptized in water. This is the first step to becoming a victorious Christian. So I would like you to check your Christian foundation. Is it a good foundation? Have you repented from your sins? Do you wholly believe in Jesus? These are serious questions that every believer in Christ must ask himself or herself. Answering an altar call does not make you a Christian, except it is accompanied by repentance from sin and baptism in water. God is a holy God, and he will punish anyone who commits sin, whether the person is in the church or in the nightclub. It is my prayer that you receive a good foundation even this day, in Jesus' name. Another thing someone needs to do to be a victorious Christian is receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God sent the Holy Spirit to provide Christians with the power to be victorious. A normal human being cannot overcome the lust in this world. That was why Jesus told his disciples that they should wait until they receive the power of the Holy Ghost. When a natural man receives the Holy Ghost, he becomes supernatural. When a Christian genuinely receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit and allows the Holy Spirit to control and to direct him, he is then able to do the things ordinary human beings cannot do. Such a believer is enabled to overcome trials and temptations and live like Christ. When Apostle Paul met some Christians in Acts chapter 19 verse 2, the first question he asked them was, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" Apostle Paul knew that without the Holy Spirit, those believers will not be victorious Christians. And of course, Apostle Paul quickly prayed for them and they received the Holy Ghost. I must also point out that it's not enough for you to receive the Holy Ghost, but you must allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you so that you can be a victorious Christian. So if you're listening to me and your church does not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you are in trouble because you cannot use your physical strength to overcome this world. The promise of the Holy Spirit was not only to the disciples of Jesus, but to us as well. In John chapter 17 verse 20, John 17, 20, Jesus said, "Father, I am not praying for these ones alone, but also for those who shall believe in me through their preaching." So if you want to live a victorious Christian life, then you need the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And if you ask him today, he will give you. Praise the Lord. Another thing that you need to do to be a victorious Christian is to feed your spirit. Feed your spirit. God created us as spirits, which have a soul and live in a body. When you become born again, your spirit is made new, but your body remains the same. And this new spirit will be at war with your body. Your spirit wants to obey God, but your body wants to commit sin. This war goes on every day. Galatians chapter 5 verse 17. Galatians 5:17 tells us that the spirit and the flesh are against each other. Therefore, the one you feed is the one that will win the war. If you feed your flesh, then your flesh will overcome your spirit. Also, if you feed your spirit, then it will overcome your flesh. So to be a victorious Christian, you must constantly feed your spirit to make it strong as a Christian. And there are three major ways you feed your spirit. Number one, you feed your spirit through reading and meditating on the Word of God. Every believer must take time every day to meditate on the Word of God. And to meditate means to think over and over the Word that you read. Number two, you feed your spirit through praying and fasting. Every believer must fast regularly. I would personally suggest at least once every week. You cannot eat three times every day and expect to be a victorious Christian. The flesh you are feeding will overcome your spirit. The Lord Jesus told the Pharisees that the time was coming when the bridegroom will be taken away, and then his disciples will fast. You can see this in Matthew chapter 9, verse 15. This tells us that as disciples of Jesus, we are supposed to fast often. Another way to feed your spirit is to pray in tongues. The book of Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, "Ye beloved, build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." The question then is, which one are you feeding, my dear listener? Are you feeding your spirit or are you feeding your flesh? Think about it. And in case you don't know, one dangerous way you feed your flesh is by what your eye sees. If you are the type that is always watching worldly movies and programs, then you are bound to fall to the lust of this world. I pray that God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Another thing you need to do to be a victorious Christian is keep your mind on heaven. Keep your mind on heaven. There's no way the world can pull down someone whose mind is constantly on heaven. Such a Christian will be able to overcome the devil and the lusts of this world. And this was the secret why those who served God in Bible days were victorious. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 to 16, Hebrews 11, 13 to 16, that the early believers put their mind on heaven. Their main focus was on the city built by God. And so they saw themselves as strangers in this world. We are told that they didn't even consider where they came from. Otherwise, they would have gone back when they were tempted. The Lord Jesus also was victorious because his mind was on heaven. The Bible tells us that Jesus endured the suffering of the cross because he put his mind on the joy that was set before him. So for you to be a victorious Christian, your mind must always be on heaven. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 tells us to seek those things which are above, and also to set our affections on things above and not on things on the earth. This will make you a victorious Christian. And please, don't be deceived, my dear friends, by those pastors and preachers that are always preaching about the things on this earth. If you put your mind on this earth, then you are bound to be overcome by the lusts of this world. I pray it will not be your portion in Jesus' name. And the way you put your mind on heaven is by investing your time, your energy, and your money on things that concern God and the kingdom of God. And this is true because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And as I close, I would like to pray with you. Maybe you have been struggling with your Christian life. Today you are a Christian, tomorrow you are an unbeliever. Or maybe a particular sin is holding you down and dragging you to hellfire. God wants to set you free. Or maybe you are still a sinner. You have never repented of your sins. You have never received Jesus as your Savior. Today is your opportunity. God will forgive you if only you will repent and put your trust in Jesus. Jesus is the only Son of God who died to take away your sins. And if you want to receive God's forgiveness, then you can pray with me right now and right there where you are. You can say, "Almighty God, I come to you as a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I receive Jesus today as my Savior and my Lord. Lord Jesus, I call upon your name. Save me. Amen." Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for everyone who have asked for forgiveness right now. Wash away their sins with the blood of Jesus and transform their lives. In the name of Jesus, I break every yoke of the devil upon their lives and I loose them from the power of sin and death. Lord, I pray that you give them the grace to overcome this world and to live according to your word. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now receive the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the answer. For I prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I believe God has done something in your life. But if you have questions or you need prayers and counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris, asking you to tune in same time, same station. God bless you.